for everybody. Let me see. Everybody, you guys can chat. If you have anything you would like to share about what we just heard, go ahead and raise your hand on participants. And let's talk. So I've got that open. In the meantime, I sent on the chat the email for AWB Roundup. If you want more information, go ahead and email us. Oh my gosh, now my cat wants to come in and join us. Let's see, what else? I'm sitting here thinking, I can call on people. All right. I don't see any hands. Oh, here we go. Reggie, I'm going to unmute you. Or let's see. You can go ahead and unmute yourself, it looks like. Reggie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for this meeting. It's absolutely incredible. And I don't have much to share. I just want to say that the thought that, from what I heard, the thought that the positive outcome that we would want is just as likely to happen as the negative thoughts that we have in our head. It's going to take me a minute to fully process that. That was so amazing and incredible to hear. And it has completely changed my day. Thanks so much for this meeting. Thank you for letting me share.
Yes.
Thanks, Reggie. Anybody else?
Hey, Tina. This is Anita from Omaha.
Hey, and Anita.
Hi there. I just love that acronym for growth. God is joining our will to his. I love that. And I also love scars mark a place of healing. Take our mess and make it a message. So very, I just love that and will take it to heart. Thank you.
Thanks, Anita.
Thanks, Anita. Good to hear your voice, hon.
I've got Anna here from Fort Lauderdale. Anna.
Hi, everybody. I'm Anna. Very grateful to be here. Thank you so much, Tina. I had heard you and your husband do a workshop together in another venue, and you guys are amazing. I really liked what you shared. I missed what growth stands for. Could you repeat that?
Sure. It's God restoring our will to his.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the rest of your presentation.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Anna. We've got Joy next.
Hi, Tina. It's so nice to have. I've never heard you before. So this has been a treat for me. And I loved how you pointed out, you know, what anonymity is, because so many people think it's all about keeping secrets and not, and it's not that. It's so much more. And you pointed that out. And I think that we all need to hear that and learn that, that anonymity is a part of our program that allows us to be equals, like you said. I love the readings that you picked, particularly the one out of ODAD that you, Hope for Today, the last one, I forget now exactly, I'll have to reread it, but it really made it clear about our program and everything. I'm just so enjoying your experience, Strength and Hope. I don't hear this enough in our program from each other. And so I value you sitting on that step today and carrying us through. Thanks for being here and thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, hon.
Thanks, Joy. Tina, there are some people who are asking if you can, like, if you have a list of the pages from the books.
Well, okay. I'll see what I can do here.
I know, right? I'm like, I've jotted down a few of them, but I didn't know that I missed some of them. One of the specific questions was, what was the first ODAP page that you referred to?
That was July 19th, page 201.
Yeah, page 201. That was Worldwide Fellowship. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I just realized that I haven't been tracking the time. How long have we been on break, you know?
I don't care.
Okay, you just say the word when it's time to get going. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Would anybody else like to share, make a comment, anything that you've been hearing? Oh, Bill G, thank you. 5 minutes. We got 5 minutes. Wow. I'm like, how does Yvonne do this? I have like all these like screens to follow.
I don't know how she does it either.
Yeah. So let's see. All right, I'm moving some of these screens. My cat. I'm going to call on somebody. What do you guys think about that? Oh, okay. Yvonne told me to call on Louisa Ireland. I see your face. Hello there. Welcome to AWB. How's it going with you?
It's going so good.
Fantastic. Can you share one of the gems that you picked up on, something that inspired you this morning or afternoon? Sure. I don't know what time it is for you.
Tina, I'm in Ireland and I have just really enjoyed listening to you. And I suppose for me, what really struck me was your relationship with your husband. I can hear him in the background. Yeah. And he's agreeing with you and affirming you. And that is the absolute gift of recovery that we can have in our relationships. And I love your enthusiasm and your humor. It's amazing. It's really infectious. So overall, I'm just getting a lot, taking lots of notes. And it's just so great to be here. And Patricia, thank you so much for your service. I've heard lots about you. And Yvonne is dead meat when I see her. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa. Nice. All right, I see somebody laughing. Carrie, I'm calling on you, Northern California.
Oh, I'm laughing. I've been laughing at everything today. Especially your cat with the cameos.
Yes. Oh, you know him.
But you know I love your cat.
Right on.
Yeah, I also appreciated hearing the laugh track of Tina's husband in the background, because he was agreeing with everything she was saying and laughing at all of her jokes. I think that's awesome.
We are totally blessed. That is for
thank
sure.
you. And thank you, Tina. I really did get a lot out of your share today.
Thank you, Carrie.
All right, we've got Alicia here. Alicia or Alicia?
Alicia, thank you. Thank you, Tina. Thank you so much. Thank you for your sense of humor, but above all, thank you for reminding me about that relationship with my higher power. I mean, that's, to me, that's what all this is about. I didn't come to Al-Anon because of that, but that's why I stay, and that's And really, I start my day with the step three prayer. Mm-hmm. And I mean, just that relationship, it's such a joy. And thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. So for those of you who were wondering about those pages, it's there in the chat. So you can go ahead and scroll through that and jot them down. All right. Great. I've got Marty C. Can you unmute yourself or? Here we go. Marty C. from Baltimore. You wanted to share.
Okay, I would like to share my favorite reading from Courage to Change. It is November 27th, page 332. It says, I can be proud of the fact that I am a survivor. I've been brought through many struggles in order to be exactly where I am today. Today, I know that I am more than my troubles. I am a human being with dignity. I have a wealth of experience that I can put to use by sharing it with those who are going through similar difficulties. I needn't fear the challenges of the future because I know that today, with the guidance of my higher power and with the strength and knowledge I have gained from Al-Anon, I am capable of facing anything life brings me. Though I once viewed my life as a tragedy, I now have a different perspective on those experiences. I know that I am a stronger person as a result of what I've been through. Mm-hmm. Today's reminder, if I so choose, I can regard everything that happens in my life as a gift from which I can learn and grow. Today, I will find something positive hidden within a difficult situation and allow myself to be grateful. I may be surprised at how much a little gratitude can help. And I love this quote from Charles A. Beard. When it gets dark enough, you can see the stars.
Yes.
Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, Marty. Okay, I think our 10-minute break is probably about up.
Probably.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to challenge everyone, and Marty, I thank you for that. If we're going to have some time after I finish my sharing, and if any of you have a special reading from any of our literature and what it means to you, we will have time for sharing. Don't know if we'll get to all of you, but just if you want to do that towards the end, get your books or whatever it might be that you have, and we'll have time to share that, hopefully. Okay. I want to touch upon a couple of subjects that, quite frankly, we don't talk about too much in Al-Anon, or at least I don't have. And one of them is gossip, and one of them is abuse. And regarding gossip, as I said earlier, we are all equals in the Al-Anon Fellowship. We are all just Al-Anon members, and that is enough. Go back to those pennies again, guys. Yet within our fellowship, we do have differences. And then in our traditions, it encourages us to appreciate our differences versus comparing our differences, because it's been my experience, if I compare, I lose. Mm. And I so appreciate the differences in our Al-Anon fellowship. It's kind of like finding these gems in our daily readings and within our literature. Finding the differences and appreciating them. You know, as hard as this might be for those who really know me, there are times that I can be a timid person. But I surround myself with outgoing, positive thinking Al-Anon friends. People who are different than me help me grow. I have a friend who's a double winner. And she spends some time down in Texas and the rest of the year up in Michigan. And recently at a meeting that she and I were at, she said she was an optimistic survivor. God, I love that. And as I've said, I personally enjoy humor. And I encourage people to try their best to lighten up. Because I'm a firm believer, if you can laugh at it, you can live through it. This trying time that I went through last year, the first several weeks, there was nothing that was funny. But I knew I was on the road to the answers of a good outcome coming about when I started having a few little smiles. smiles to begin with, and then giggles. And today, I'm telling you, there is not a day that goes by that Bill and I both don't have a good laugh. And we're not laughing at each other's expense. We're just laughing at life. So I encourage people, at least once a day, it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. So try to at least smile each day, guys. If not, have a belly laugh. Not at, as I said, not at the expense of others, but I'll give you an example. I have a friend at Al-Anon. She lives in Rockford, Illinois, in Chicago area. And she and I physically do not have anything that we look alike. I think my friend is 5'10", 5'11", maybe taller. I don't know. I'm 5'2" on a good day. I was recently diagnosed again with osteoporosis, and someone said, "What does that mean?" I said, "Well, it means when I'm 82, I'll be 3'1". What do you think it means? But this woman is, she's this gorgeous blonde with flowing blonde hair, if you will. And for those of you on video and can see, I personally do not have a relationship with Miss Clairol. I'm not saying my friend does, but I personally do not. My hair has been white for many, many years. My buddy Joyce in Indy, she and I attend a Al-Anon convention. We could always find each other because we could spot our white hair. But now we've been around long enough that everybody's hair is starting to get white. Anyway, this friend and I were traveling together to a Al-Anon weekend, if you will. And we boarded this plane, and the steward, I was the last one on, and the steward asked me if we were related. And I quickly stated, yes, that we were actually twins, that she and I had the same father, I meant Heavenly Father, but we had different mothers. And obviously this young man was not listening to anything that I was saying, but throughout the flight, we would see him leaning over and staring at us. And as we were disembarking on the plane, he said to me, "You know, I can see where your eyes are similar." So sometimes you can have fun with these differences, but about this idea about gossip, that has, what I just shared, has nothing to do about gossip, but it has everything to do about having fun with our differences without the expense of someone else. Mm. But most of all, learning to appreciate our differences is what I'm talking about. Gossip, sharing those details of people's lives that are, I don't know if they're the truths. They're not confirmed truths. And it could be a good story. And I love a good story. But our fellowship is based on our 12th tradition, where anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles above personalities. Now, for those of you who are not on the video, I am going to be holding up a ribbon. And for those of you who can see, along the edges of this ribbon is glitter. If you've ever purchased ribbon with glitter on it, throw it away. It's beautiful. And one year I bought it to decorate, wrap Christmas presents with. And I'm going to tell you, by the time I wrapped just two packages, I had glitter from here to eternity and back. And once glitter is on you, you can't get rid of that puppy. It is, and no matter how hard you try, so I am right now going to throw this away. But that's what gossip is. Gossip is like this glitter. Yes, I've got it all over me again. And that was the last piece. I'm not fooling with it anymore. But in our Courage to Change book, and let's see, page October 26th, page 300. Are you ready for this? I remember others unkind words vividly. Criticism sent me reeling. Snickers, not the candy bars, but Snickers crippled me for days. It never occurred to me that I was being abused, or that the harsh words could be untrue. Everyone seemed to know just how wrong I was, and my identity was bound up in a knot of shame. My self-esteem sank lower and lower. I, in turn, treated others cruelly. I found it great fun to assault someone's character in the company of friends. For a few minutes, I felt better about myself, but not for long. The only, and only at the other people's expense. And then this quote, and I love this quote, gossip never enriched another's character. It only is an excuse to avoid focusing on myself. Today's reminder. Many of us tend to react rather than act. When we hurt, we may want to strike out and hurt someone else. In Al-Anon, we learn that we can interrupt this automatic response long enough to decide how we really want to behave. That is possible with God's help. Someone else's unkindness is no reason for me to lower my standards for my own behavior. When I take responsibility for my actions, regardless of what other people do, I become someone I can be proud of. When I feel good about myself, it's much easier not to take insults personally. If one throws salt at thee, thou wilt receive no harm unless thou hast sore places. It's a Latin proverb. And then real quickly, and I don't have this in the chat, but from our past recovery, the bottom of page 8, I quote this all the time, bottom of page 8 and the top of page 9, we begin to learn the basic Al-Anon premise of taking the focus off of the alcoholic and putting the focus on ourselves. And from that reading from The Courage to Change, it talked about that when we gossip, it's because we don't want to keep the focus on us. Well, that's an excuse of avoiding that. And what about that abuse? In the reading, it talks about criticism. And remember, there's a difference between constructive criticism and harmful criticism. People who lovingly tell me something that I am doing that is hurtful to me and to others is constructive criticism and helpful to me in my spiritual growth. But hurtful criticism, especially sarcasm, we've got the page in the ODAD book. I didn't pick that out, but, you know, describing that sarcasm is about ripping of the flesh. That's what the original root word meant. But hurtful criticism is abuse. And then there's even more types of abuse. In the front of our How Al-Anon Works, I want to read this following. If I can find it, that is. And there's no page number, it's just in the front. And it says, a special words to anyone confronted with violence. Al-Anon's gentle process unfolds gradually over time. But those of us facing violent, potentially life-threatening situations may have to make immediate choices to ensure safety for ourselves and our children. This may mean arranging for a safe house with a neighbor or a friend calling for police protection or leaving money and extra set of car keys where they can be collected at any time in case of an emergency. It is not necessary to decide how to resolve the situation once and for all, only how to get out of harm's way until this process of awareness, acceptance, and action, our three A's, can free us to make choices for ourselves that we can live with. Anyone who has been physically or sexually abused or even threatened may be terrified in taking action at all. It can require every ounce of courage and faith to act decisively. But no one has to accept violence. No matter what seems to trigger the attack, we all deserve to be safe. And it goes on to say, tapping other resources. Al-Anon's purpose is to help family and friends of alcoholics. We come together to find help and support in dealing with the effects of alcoholism. In time, we discover that the principle of our program can be practiced in all of our affairs. But there are times, in order to work through especially challenging circumstances, we may need more specialized support from mental, spiritual, physical, or legal advisors. Many of us have benefited from taking care of these needs in addition to coming to Al-Anon. And we have several readings about abuse. Personally, as a child growing up in alcoholism, I can tell you that there were fights and screaming and yelling and hitting. My mom particularly loved to take empty beer bottles and whack the alcoholic stepdad upside of the head. So there was violence, abuse, lying, infidelity, police, arrest, prisons, pawn shops. Oh, pawn shops show up a lot of time on Al-Anon inventories. Public humiliation. Not exactly your typical happenings that would go into your annual Christmas card letter. I remember a gal that used to come to our meetings, and each week we could tell the violence was getting worse. She came in one week and wore sunglasses throughout the entire meeting. And when a couple of us afterwards asked if she needed to talk, she looked at us and says, "I'm fine. Thank you. I'm good." I knew a gal in Colorado whose husband used to beat her when he was drunk, but only on her torso. So from the neck to her legs, he would just beat her unmercifully. And so abuse happens. It's part of addiction. It doesn't always happen, but it can happen. Sometimes I've come to a meeting just angry, and I spill out language that has been inappropriate, degrading to myself. And I did not see this for a long time as self-abuse, but today I do. And I'm worthy of kindness. If I need to cuss out a feeling, as our ODAD encourages us, we read this in St. Louis at almost every meeting, page 353. No one listens to it, but maybe you will. Page 353, December 18th, thoughts to take to an Al-Anon meeting. I will make sure that what I say will be helpful to someone and not merely use the meeting as an audience for my troubles. I will listen to everything that is said, so I will have some constructive ideas to take with home with me and use. I will not yield to my compulsion to go on talking after I've made my point, and what I say will have direct relevance to the subject of the meeting. If someone asks for advice, I'll give it only in terms of Al-Anon principles and not suggest actions to be taken. Today's reminder: the Al-Anon meeting is essentially group therapy from which each person should derive maximum benefit. If I have a personal problem, to discuss. I will talk about it with my sponsor before or after the meeting or by telephone between the meetings. What a great suggestion. I will not waste a single minute of that time of the week when we can be together to share our experience, strength, and hope. You know, the Al-Anon meeting is, it's a special group therapy from which the person must derive maximum benefit. Once again, if I have a personal problem to discuss, I can talk about it with somebody else. If I get to the meeting and that's when it happened, I can ask some of my friends, can you come out? I need to vent something. I don't want to waste a single minute, especially if there's a newcomer in the room. One of my nearest and dearest friends lives in Omaha, a fellow member of Al-Anon. She shared with me something that has helped put the point on the pencil about language used in a meeting. She heard a woman say, when I was a newcomer, if I had gone to a meeting and been told that it was a safe place, but heard the same language that my abuser had used on me, I wouldn't have returned. For me, that is something definitely worth remembering. As stated in our newcomers' welcome, you will find love and understanding and a lot of hope from Al-Anon family groups. And that Al-Anon will work for you if you allow it to. It's effective as you make it. It's a safe place, the right place to be. I did remember it. But let's just pause for a minute. I've got one more visual that I'm going to give to you. I have two apples, of which I, and for those of you who are not on video, they are just two plain, simple apples, okay? And I'm going to ask you to see these as two, as an Al-Anon member, okay? And we can't always tell what's going on inside of others. I can't always tell what's going on inside of myself sometime. We become irritable, unreasonable without knowing it. But if you listen real closely, so lean your ears in, do you hear it? What did you say? And I asked myself that question, what did I just say? What did I say before I started this talk? Tina, I hope you do a great job. I hope that you have fun today, that you and God let God shine and just have a blast. Or self-criticism. Do you ever do one of these? Well, Tina, that was just stupid. You ever do this to yourself? If I keep this negative talk going, well, I'm going to harm myself without even knowing it. But God, you can do some stupid things. Then, if I take these apples that I've been talking to, one abusively and one positively, hang on, got my knife here. Got my trusty knife. Isn't this fun? It's plastic, don't worry. And if I cut these in two, and I take the abusive apple that's been talked to and cut it open, do you see on this apple? I don't know if you can see it or not. For those who are not on, it has been wounded. It has, it's like it's decomposing. And for abuse, for every hit, for every criticism, these things are taken in. The outside of ourselves may be smooth and looking good, but the inside. And then let's take a peek here. I've got an apple that was talked to and treated kindly. For those who are not on video, it is, what about this apple? Look at it, guys. It's cared for. It's a beautiful, crisp, full of life-giving sustenance apple.
We are worth this. If you are self-talking to yourself, it's my opinion, so take what you like and leave the rest, but tell yourself the things that need to be said for correction, but don't beat yourself up. And if you are in an abusive situation, make plans to take care of yourself, as the literature did say. Well, that's a lot about literature today and how I integrate it. I'm going to enjoy that one apple after this. And how I integrate it into my daily practice of my program. So I really want to encourage you to not shortchange your program. Get into the literature. Get into the pamphlets. I love the bookmark Just for Today and Just for Tonight. If you do nothing else in your program but read that in the morning, throughout the day, or in the evening, it's got to lift you up. Understanding ourselves and alcoholism is one of my absolute favorite pamphlets that we have in Al-Anon. And it is in, I don't know that I have this on the listing, but it's in our How Al-Anon Works. And I think, hang on just a second, I think it's on page 18. Yes. So if you want to know about it, it's How Al-Anon Works. You'll have to write that down also. On page 18 and 19, I was a member of the group where we used to read this as part of the opening. And there are parts in here that it talks about that we too become ill. I'll read you one little section. It says, even well-meaning people often begin to count the number of drinks another person is having. We may pour expensive liquor down the drains, search the house for hidden bottles, or listen for the sound of opening cans. God, if you want to watch an Al-Anon have a fit, open a pop can and watch their little head like an owl go whoop. All our thinking becomes directed at what the alcoholic is doing and not doing and how to get the drinker to stop drinking. And then it says, this is our obsession. And in this group, when we used to read this page, we would chant, this is our obsession together. And it was always fun. And there's another one. This is our anxiety. This is our anger. This is our denial. This is our guilt. That one's worth reading. If nothing else, it'll make you think. So, but as I mentioned, I just want you to encourage you to incorporate the literature. But I also want to share with you how I incorporate prayer and meditation in my daily life. Yvonne may have thought that I was going to do two more workshops. Well, buckaroo, she was wrong. But I would like to read from, let me see if I could find it again, the Alateen book. As you can tell, I like this little book. And if I can find the right page. This is about prayer. So it's the ADAT book, page 102, which is April the 11th. Prayer is asking our higher power for guidance and direction in our lives. Meditation is listening for a reply. But how do we know if we've heard the answer? Practicing the 11th step keeps us in conscious contact with our higher power. Keeping the lines of communication open helps us to recognize the signpost, and some things seem to fall in place. The answers that I may get may not be what I want to hear, but they may be hard to accept, but we have to have faith in our higher power. That higher power is there to help us. People say that God answers prayers in three ways: yes, no, and wait. Alateen helps me to listen to God's answers, to my prayers, and to accept whatever these answers are. Today, I try to listen to my higher power so I can get to know what he has in mind for me. Now, I love how the Alateens keep it simple. Prayer is asking for our higher power's guidance and direction in our lives, and meditation is listening for a reply. And how do we know if we've heard the right answer? Well, by keeping the lines of communication open. For those of you who are on the video, maybe you don't. I bet you can't see it. Behind me, I have a Mr. Coffee Pot. And it's a coffee maker, if you will. And with this coffee maker, came a little booklet, and it had a set of instructions. Now, it's not a complicated coffee pot like some of them are, but with this, if you will, with this instruction booklet, it tells you how to put the coffee filter in, and if you want to order a permanent coffee filter, it gives you a list of different companies that you can do that from, and it tells you how much coffee is recommended, not necessarily for an alcoholic, because they like it most of the time a little stronger. As my mother said when Bill made coffee for her one time, my God, this is putting hair on my chest. But it also tells you where to put the water, how to turn it on. But after all of that information in this booklet, down on the very bottom of the page, there's a little asterisk, and you're not going to be able to see it because it's a real tiny little asterisk. And if you go to the bottom of this booklet and read it, this is what it says next to the asterisk in very small print. If defective, return to maker. And like the Alateen reading, this little instruction booklet, even though it's not conference approved, it gives me what I truly need in working my steps. If defective, my character defects. If defective, return to maker. Capital M. Now, I don't have to decide what is good and bad to give to God. If I'm in a relationship, that I can give him all of me. And I don't know if you have gotten it down to what is your definition of the God of your understanding. And I don't mean to put God in a box, because personally, I don't think we can put God in a box. But on those days when I need to know that God is with me, I've got it down to two things. And a mentor gave me this definition. My God is all powerful, and my God has my best interest at heart. I'm going to say that again. The God of my understanding is all powerful. As I said when I first started this, more powerful than alcoholism, and has my best interest at heart. Mm-hmm. In step one, it has two parts. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. That dash means continued thought in the English language. That's my understanding. And there were times when I would believe that I was powerless over alcohol, but I wasn't, my life wasn't really unmanageable. Or there were days that my life was really unmanageable, but I wasn't powerless. I'd force a solution, as our opening says. And just like that, when I can take both parts as a continued thought, I can move from step one into step two to come to believe that there is a power greater than myself that can restore me to wholeness. That's what sanity means for me, wholeness. And that nudges me into where I can make a decision to turn my will and my life, my thoughts and my actions, the consequences of my actions, over to the God of my understanding. But if I don't have a relationship with the God of my understanding, for me, that he's all-powerful. Can you hear me? Can you shake your head, guys, if you can hear me? Okay. Okay, back to this. I don't know what that was about. But when I can say that I believe the God of my understanding is all-powerful, but I don't believe he's got my best interest at heart, it's hard to trust that God is going to be there to help me. And if I believe he has my best interest at heart, but isn't all powerful, then I got a weak God. I mean, that's like friendship. But when I can take both parts of that, and the God of my understanding is all powerful and has my best interest at heart. Whoa.
Amen.
This mentor went on to share with us one time that, what do you really believe about God? And, you know, I'm going to bring in my little plastic knife here again with apple juice all over it. Matter of fact, really good tasting apple juice from cutting the apples. But if I believe that the God of my understanding is going to come in like an attacker with a knife to carve things out of me, I'm not going to have a real close relationship. But if I have something wrong with me and the God of my understanding is like a surgeon, a skilled, learned surgeon that can cut this gingerly out and I can heal from it. Oh, my stars, my friend. What a difference that is. So I encourage you, if your relationship, and that's what I want to express, for me in my recovery, this God of my understanding, it's about a relationship, and that takes time. That includes prayer. That includes meditation. That includes asking for guidance and listening for guidance. And if we so do that, back to the literature just one more time, from survival to recovery. In the back, towards the back, on page 269, I want to read something to you. If we willingly surrender ourselves to the spiritual discipline of the 12 steps, our lives will be transformed. We will become mature, responsible individuals with a great capacity for joy and fulfillment and wonder. Though we may never be perfect, continued spiritual progress will reveal to us our enormous potential. We will discover that we are worthy of love and loving. We will love others without losing ourselves, and we will learn to accept love in return. Our sight, once clouded and confused, will clear, and we will be able to perceive reality and recognize truth. Courage and fellowship will replace fear. We will be able to risk failure and develop new hidden talents, no matter how battered and degraded, will yield hope to share with others. We will begin to feel, and we will come to know the vastness of our emotions, but we won't be slaves to them. Our secrets will no longer bind us in shame. We will gain the ability to forgive ourselves, our families, and the world. Our choices will expand. And I love this one. With dignity, we will stand for ourselves, but not against our fellows. Serenity and peace will have meaning for us as we allow our lives and the lives of those we love to flow day by day. With God's grace and ease, balance and grace, no longer terrified, we will discover we are free to delight in life's paradox, mystery, and awe. We will laugh more. Fear will be replaced by faith and gratitude. Oh, gratitude will come naturally as we realize that our higher power is doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves.